Right now, we're going to get an interview with Stain Daisies. Yes.
And they're on the line with us now. They're a Melbourne rock outfit whose catchy riffs and ripper guitar moments will have you itching for more. I've definitely been delving into their backlog of music today. And
oh, yeah.
They're playing with Easy Browns and Barefoot Bowls on Friday at the Penny Black. And we're super excited to be joined by Jack, Daniel and Jaden from the band. Guys, thanks so much for coming on The Hoist.
Yay! Ooh. Thanks for having us.
I feel like we got invited to a really important party, which is so lovely of you guys. Thank you.
Not bad at all. Thank you.
Amazing. Well, speaking of you guys, what's a day in the life of making music for Stain Daisies like? Like, if you could describe it.
A day in the life.
Yeah.
A day in the life.
And it involves a lot of...
We all work our day jobs in the morning and come home and jam.
Yeah. Amazing. Do you guys just, like, jam for, like, hours and hours with their music and stuff?
Yeah, we lose days sometimes.
Incredible. It's like a timeless effect. You're just like in trance the whole time what you're making.
Yeah.
Incredible.
We sometimes leave the house.
Sometimes.
Amazing. Yeah.
But what do you find inspires you guys when writing music? Do you find that it is those sorts of moments in your mundane sort of day life that brings the energy into your rock star life?
Definitely. I think that if you try to always live a rock star life, then that automatically
if you keep on living in this glam rock world in this rock and roll time, you can't go wrong.
Yeah, incredible. It keeps you like in your best moments. You're just like, it's the highlights of your life, like sweet.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Having a ball.
Living the dream, man.
100%.
And if you're heading down to the Penny Black on Friday, you'll get to experience this rock star moments with the Easy Browns, Barefoot Bowls Club, and, of course, you guys, the Stain Daisies. Are you excited to catch your support acts sort of with you, and what can we expect from the show?
It's an outstanding lineup.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys have seen Easy Browns before, but they're fantastic.
Yeah.
Live.
We've played with them a few times, and they're good crap.
As are Barefoot Bowls. They're a great bunch of gals, and I think they've got a guy as well. They're an awesome bunch of musicians and people. Yeah,
for sure. And they whip out the harmonica every now and then, so you can't go wrong with that.
Yeah.
But
got guest harmonica players.
You know, prime time.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of that gig, what can we expect from the Stain Daisies at that show at the Penny Black?
We've been practicing up. It's gonna be pretty tight.
We're having a practice tomorrow, so we should be right. It'll be worth coming to still.
Amazing. New tunes, just having a good time.
So
exactly.
You guys were lovely enough to send us a sneaky cheeky link to an unreleased track, which is called Open Mind.
Yes.
What can you tell us about this track?
You guys got the first spin of it.
Oh, yeah. So excited.
We're dropping it on Friday, so.
Yes, Friday.
Never
Friday.
Before heard material.
So, what kicked off the inspiration for this track? What can you tell us about the creative process?
Sorry.
What can you tell us about the creative process for the track?
We sort of all wrote the track together.
Yeah.
It was a bit of a piece of the puzzle.
This one was a bit of a different one. Like we all usually base like a song around one songwriter and all pile on parts, but this one we all sat together and pieced it together as a group, so it's a bit of a special one for us.
Yeah, for sure. Well, like, I saw some of your videos, and like, I think it's for the new song, and it's kind of got these new like stylistic with like unison guitar riffs and stuff. Like, is that how you kind of start off your songs, especially as like a band? Like, you get like come with a riff or like, you know, lyrics or something like that that kind of gels it all together?
Sometimes someone comes with a riff and we go from there, but you know, almost different.
Yeah.
Whatever's happening, really.
For sure.
Yeah,
like a voice, yeah.
Just
pumping up a voice memo. You're like, this is a beat. Like, let's just give it a go. Like,
We just, so the digging, we just pick up on whatever vibe he's putting down at the time, you know, and just look him in the eyes and, you know, or just give each other a smooch and let our amps ring out and just see what comes out after that
and hit record.
Yeah, because you guys seem like a very, like, jammy kind of band. Like, the chemistry's just really fire there. So, like, it just kind of gels in so nicely. So, like, it makes so much sense for that to work out.
So what can you tell us about the theme behind the track? Is there a story that got it kicking off, or is it just one of those riffs that turned into some words and came together to be a really cohesive track?
It was a lot of frustration that we'd all had about a few topics that had built up over the time when we wrote it, and we sort of just vented on the subject.
But we had the music first, and then we vented over the music.
Yeah, so, like, we did the music and the lyrics on the same day, but, like, it was, like, sort of, like, we punched out, like, a demo or whatever of the song and just,
wrote,
like,
lyrics to it.
Just sat there and wrote the lyrics around it and got a few things off our chest, which was nice. It was all very cathartic.
That's good. Cathartic songs seem to be the ones that people can relate to the most because it's those things we're holding in and obviously not all of us are as musically talented.
Like let it rip.
Do it
like,
for us.
Amen.
But, yeah, for Amen. Sure. Yeah. Well, we're gonna play a new track, "Open Mind." That hasn't been released yet till this Friday. But if like just for our viewers out there, if you want to see these guys play, they're gonna play this weekend at the Penny Black with Barefoot Bowls Club and Easy Browns. Just last
free biscuit.
Yep.
Amazing.
Yeah, very free.
Amazing. So just like one last question, before we play this new track, "Open Mind," how would you guys like want people to listen to it? How would you describe it?
Very close-minded.
It's the opposite of the title. Yeah.
Well, if you're listening, that's how you got to listen to it now.
Yeah, exactly.
This is a very, very ignorant track. And we'll ignore you two if you don't be careful.
Well, guys, you've been an absolute hoot, and I'm super excited to see the vibes you'll bring to the show on Friday. Yeah. We're going to play the track now. Guys, Stone Daisy, thank you so much.
Thank you.